The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of October, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Wait, I got one thing to say before Christina.
What's that? Let's do the time warp again.
Okay. We'll talk about that
morning.
In a minute.
This is my Friday.
That's right. You know, you never let us go to see Rocky Horror Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Did I ever tell you guys that I love you so much?
Well, you're our family. Yeah, that's it. You can't get away.
You get to love us.
You will never get away. So you may try to get away, but we're going to always just, you know, have a little hook in you.
I will also find you out.
Okay, do we have a national day out there?
Yes, we do. Today is Scare Your Neighbors Day.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah.
We love our neighbors.
Some guy was walking his dog this morning when Buford the Magnificent and you and I came out, you know, to get in the truck. And he kind of sat down and he kind of was looking over his shoulder. I'm thinking, what are you looking at? I mean, I didn't know if he was just standing there or what. So we sat there and we looked at each other for a little bit. And then I got in the truck he wandered on down the street.
Yeah,
he's just a neighbor.
Yeah, there's a couple of people.
He's got a greyhound
or
a whippet or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed my 5 o'clock walk this morning. But I will say that when I go out there in the morning, there's a few people who walk their dogs in the neighborhood. We're gonna be talking about dogs a lot, but first let me get into the weather. 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on Friday. Wait, what just happened? It's the 25th. No. I don't even know what to say about that, but I'm looking down at our time clock. The 25th. 10:25. I can't even believe it. Okay, today looks like we're going to have around 77 degrees, becoming sunny, clear skies tonight. There were beautiful skies this morning. If you get up as early as we do, you still see the stars. 51 tonight, which is going to be beautiful. Open those windows up and let that cool, gorgeous air come in. 78 tomorrow. As we progress, there's really going to be chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday, it looks like, chance of showers once again and mostly clear. So we've got a beautiful weekend ahead of us. But when we look at the percentage rate on Sunday, it's about 90% of showers. So, fun kind of changing weather. And that's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. If I'm hoarse this morning, it's because we were yelling all night in the theater with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You can't stay silent.
Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned,
family-owned business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, treats their customers so well. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with
Katrina.
And a beautiful little black lab pup.
Yeah.
Well,
good morning. He
looks black labby.
Yeah, she is. Definitely like lab pit, I would say.
Oh,
she's got that
okay.
Like skinny pit tail, but very like lab face.
Yeah, she's got a lab face, just black.
Jet black. She's gorgeous. Her name's Tandy, and she's about 2 years old, we think. And she is just a sweetheart. She's definitely kind of like unsure in new situations.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very gentle spirit, though, and she seems to get a lot of comfort from people and like interacting with people.
Oh, yeah. She came over and, you know, sniffed my fingers, and she was just like, oh, okay, I like this. Yeah, you know, pet me, and which I did, of course.
Of course. You can't deny her.
No. And she's quiet. She's well behaved.
Yeah, no, she's a good girl. I think she is definitely one of those dogs that'd be just a great overall family dog.
Uh-huh.
Very gentle temperament, very friendly temperament. And then when she is pretty comfortable, she can be very playful, and she's really good at playing fetch. And she does know how to bring the ball back to you, which is always a plus at the shelter. We never know, you know, what they're going to know, what they, you know, what they've picked up. So it's always fun when they do have a few tricks up their sleeve, Buford, so to speak.
Buford loves to play fetch. You know, the only problem is that when you throw the ball out and he runs out there, he looks at the ball and he just goes on and does what he wants. So you can only play it. Well, it's not really fetch. It's throw the ball and that's it.
Yeah.
He doesn't bring it back. He finds it. He says, no, because he'll just throw it again and that just doesn't make sense. So, but what's
he's
your
silly.
Name?
Tandy.
Tandy will get it and bring it back. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is she a water dog at all, or do you know?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure that she has potential to be a good water dog.
Okay, good around people.
Yeah.
Kids, I think you would think she'd be good around kids.
Yeah, she seems to do good around
she's
kids.
She's not a big dog, so you wouldn't have to worry about knocking your 4-year-old over or 5-year-old, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, she's not super jumpy, which is always a plus if you have smaller kids. But she's done good with everyone she's met. I know she's gone to PetSmart a few times because we do adoptions there throughout the week.
Yeah.
So she's met men, women, children, and she's been friendly with them all.
Will you be at PetSmart this weekend?
Yeah, we're always at PetSmart Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay. All right. So then you'll have a few dogs and cats.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we actually also have a special thing going on this weekend on Saturday. We're doing an adoption event at Reading Subaru because they've been sponsoring adoption fees for us this second half of the month. So we're going to be at Reading Subaru on Saturday from about 10 to 2 with a bunch of adoptable dogs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's brilliant. Okay, so Subaru is locally owned. We had some friends that helped. They're from the area from what I understand. A friend of ours that was in banking helped them fund, I guess what they have to do in order to start these car dealerships is whatever they have to have in order to have, there's a certain, what they call it, something. Yeah, that made a lot of sense, didn't it? But anyway, so that they are taking their dealership, partnering with you, where else do they have adopt a dog at a car dealership? I love that. You come and look at a car. Or look at the dog and then find a, I think that's brilliant. Brilliant right. marketing and, also a heart for the community.
Right. No, it's been really awesome because, you know, after Bissell wrapped up, they've been sponsoring our adoption fee. So it's been a really good month to adopt. And they are still sponsoring adoption fees until October 31st.
Okay.
So you can go in and find Tandy, and go in there and find out, Tandy's perfect for our family. And it's not going to cost you anything except for a license.
Yeah, exactly.
A one-year license, which is like, what, $8 or $9 or something like that?
It's 10 to 15, depending on where you
whatever.
Live.
Okay, whatever. It depends where you live. Now, Tandy's also been spayed. She's also got all her shots. And it's time for her to go home with somebody.
That's right. And she's going to be a great addition, I think, to most homes.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you know what? You know, you've brought in, since we got Buford, you've brought in 2 or 3 dogs that I looked at and thought, I wonder if Buford needs a playmate. And then I thought about what our house would look like when Buford and his playmate ran around and, you know, there's only so much room in the bed.
There's only so much a Furminator can do.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh my gosh! You know what? It's and the Roomba is just it's filled when we. Anyway, but I don't know. It's when you see a dog like this, you could just see it in a family someplace.
Definitely,
you could see this dog with a family, and everybody loving it. So good luck, Tandy. So, any other news?
Just that the Subaru event is happening this Saturday at Reading Subaru from 10 to 2. So definitely come check us out and see, you know, what dogs we may have up for
That's
adoption.
That's great. I love that. Well, we may have to pop by. Okay.
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm looking for that name of the, because we have friends that were car dealers and still have friends that are car dealers. But what's the name of, Carl, do you remember what the name of, they call it?
Flooring. That's what they do is when they put the it costs X amount of dollars to keep the cars on.
Thank you, Katrina.
To be available.
Yeah,
so it's called, if it's what I think it is, it's flooring, and it costs, they have to spend so much money a month for the cars that are there. By the way, the Reading Rodeo tickets are on sale now.
Oh, that's
now.
Cool.
Just go to readingrodeo.com. It's real important that you use readingrodeo.com to get your tickets, and it sold out Friday and Saturday last year, and it's, you know, this year it's going to be 4 rodeos.
Right.
Last
They've
year
added a
it
whole
was,
night.
It used to be on Wednesday nights. It used to be
Bulls
and Barrels, but now it's going to be a, you know, full blown rodeo with everything. And if you go, oh yeah, Reading Rodeo tickets. Of course, all these advertised ticket agencies will be up there. What we found is that they'll buy a block of tickets and then they'll double or triple the price of the tickets. So to get good tickets at the right cost, you go to readingrodeo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year we also found out that people had bought tickets that weren't any good. They weren't any good. So use the readingrodeo.com. So save yourself money and stress when you show up there. It's the lowest prices you're going to find out there is at readingrodeo.com. And it's going to start, first night will be, Native American Appreciation Night with dancing and all types of Indian, regalia there. And then Thursday, of course, is family night. And Saturday is Veterans Appreciation Night. So all of these. And we're gearing up for it now. We're working every weekend already to start getting the rodeo grounds perfect for everybody. And just waiting for that new lease to happen. Okay, let's take our first break here on Friday, October 25th, and we'll be right back.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over 2 decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our Police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash.
For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We have a guest at 8 o'clock, Tyler Ferris. Ferris, who is the one that did the Acid Canal documentary, and he's coming in. Really nice guy, and I want to talk to him about the documentary. And this thing is getting worldwide acclaim. The documentary about what happened here in 2022 with the Acid Canal not having water in it and the impact and all.
And
of
we
these
think
things.
About cattle prices, and we think about the grazing cattle, and all of a sudden you don't have. Well, water, what are the farmers going to do? I mean, it just is a trickle-down thing that is huge. And so how wonderful. That's a coup to get him on the show this morning. That's great, Carl.
A coup?
Yeah.
Yeah, just reach out. You know, people, there's only a couple people that have refused to come on the show. We asked them several times. And one was in city government, not an elected official. You know, they come on. But one of the heads of the, one of the departments at Reading didn't come on. I asked her several times to come on and she didn't do it. But the Veterans Home is having their inaugural Honoring Our Heroes golf tournament. All proceeds benefit the Reading Veterans Home. A four player scramble, $500 per team or $125 per player, limited to the first 100 players, and that includes golf cart, range balls, and food, plus special contests, probably those old hole-in-one places. It's going to be Friday, November 1st, 10 a.m. at the Gold Hills Golf Club. And football this weekend, the Enterprise varsity football team is going against Red Bluff on Friday, and Shasta hosts Chico, Anderson hosts UPrep, Wairika hosts Central Valley, and West Valley is playing Lassen. And Feather River will host the Shasta College football team tomorrow. Kickoff is at 5 p.m. And Eastern Oregon University hosts Simpson University up at La Grande, Oregon at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Now, lots of sports. It's football season and all that for the high school. I mean, you know what? High school football is so cool. And
we haven't been to a game in a long time.
We haven't been to a high school game in a long time. We got
to
go see
one.
And we've also got to support Simpson. Well, we can't. They're up in Oregon. And Shasta College always has a good team.
Well, we can support Simpson at another time, but, you know.
Yeah. So.
Okay, a couple things going on. You know, just because it's the end of October, we've got a lot. I'm really excited. I'm going to actually pre-record on Sunday. I'm coming into the studio. The reason I'm saying this is because I want you to listen or to go back to the archives. It's going to be playing the 31st, and I know many of you will be out probably doing trick-or-treat stuff. But the 31st, the show will be running. I'm going to have the new Miss Reading Rodeo. Sechelle is her name. And I want to know all about her, and I love, you know, that there were three or four gals that ran and what they go through and how much horsemanship that they have to have. So I'm curious to know about her history and how she got into it, et cetera. So we're excited about a new Miss Reading Rodeo. And I'm also going to be interviewing Jan Kearns. Now, I want you to mark your calendars because this is not something we've talked about a lot because, my God, there's so much we're getting through. And in November 9th, you can go to Eventbrite, and it will be held at the IOF Hall, and this is about the 17 designers that are going to be showing their works through all of the fashion show. It's a fashion show. Reading Fashion Alliance will be putting this on, and Jan Kearns is one of the designers, and I'm going to be wearing an outfit that's her design. So I've been into, once a week I've been into fittings, and it's been an interesting process to watch it from the art to the Muslim, the stuff that they put in that is, you know, like just this, almost like a canvasy kind of fabric, and then into the, yesterday was a fitting that was just the material as we go in it, the full lining. I mean, the process of this art piece. And so when you think about 17 designers, each of them showing three pieces each in whatever their art form is, it could be fat, it could be clothing, it could be whatever, hats, it could be wearable art, it could be all kinds of things. So that's happening on the 9th, Reading Fashion Alliance, and so that's been a lot of fun getting ready for that. And, of course, we have the Marine Corps Ball. Now, are there tickets available? Because Reading is famous for the last minute trickle.
They are. They're still, we've got some tickets left, and I can maneuver tables around. So you go to Eventbrite, Redding, California, November 10th, and you can pick your, you know, where you want to sit, what you want to eat, and you'll have that. It'll be coming to us. So when you walk in that night, you'll be escorted to your table and gallantly escorted by the Sea Cadets. And then we'll do it. And that's on November 10th.
Now, tomorrow is one of my favorite bazaars. This is the beginning of the bazaar season. And Carolyn, you know what I'm talking about. Carolyn goes to many, many of these through this season. But tomorrow is one of my favorites, and that's the Harvest Bazaar at All Saints Episcopal Church. It starts at 9 o'clock. Get there early. Antiques and collectibles. So they have, I mean, I've bought probably three sets of china through the years there. Beautiful.
To go with the other five sets, yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of these days we'll get.
I'm China out.
We'll pass
I'm
them
China
down.
Out.
Yeah, one of
pass
these days we'll get rid of.
Who?
But when you do dinner parties and stuff like that, it's fun to create. And right now I told Carl I've got our house torn apart because I usually like every year to change out the like there's two rooms, change out the carpet, the art, move the furniture around, and I'm just. You know, there's something missing. Well, first of all, my friend Karen that would help me every year, she'd come at 9. We spend all day because, you know, you
for three or four days.
Yeah, you tear your house apart and, like, try to figure. We don't have a garage. We have a carport.
3 or 4 days.
Okay. But we.
And then I would say at the beginning.
Really,
now, this is important. I would say, can I help you? Nope. You just go in there. Football's on.
Yes.
And we'll take care of this. But I will guarantee you at some point during those 4 days, Linda will say, you're not helping. And I know it's coming. She knows it's coming. She's not upset. I said, you told me you wanted me to stay out of the way.
But well, you've helped this time. Karen's gone.
Yeah, Karen's gone.
And so I'm trying to get the creative juice. And my friend Kathleen came over yesterday. And then, you know, we moved some things around. And I walked in this morning and went, I'm just not feeling it. So, you know, everybody knows what I'm talking about. You try to use what you have. Get creative with what you have. But the reason I'm talking about this All Saints is because, you know, if you're looking for a collectible or a vase or you know, they have art there and they have plants and they have, vintage jewelry. I love to collect pins, you know, brooches. And in the back, they have a wonderful baking, an area where they've got baked goodies. And a drawing for quilt and great baskets, wine, chocolate, coffee, and more. Again, it goes till 1 o'clock, and it's just a really very cool event. Again, if you're looking for just different stuff, that's the Harvest Bazaar that's happening tomorrow at 9. Also on the calendar for Shasta Arts, we have, on the 29th, another, annual concerto competition. That's happening at 6 p.m. at Shasta College. We have so much going on, right, Carl? I mean, I don't know. This is just like, first of all, October is my favorite month.
There is.
But it's flown by, and now, I don't know why. I just don't know why. What happened to the middle of the month?
You're asking the wrong
person.
I'm here every day. If I'm not here in the morning, but I am here in the morning, so I can't tell you, except every day it's just, it just goes by.
And tonight.
We have
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is going to be having a frightful night at the museum where you can enjoy music, food, drinks, and exclusive access to the Turtle Bay exhibitions. You can get tickets probably at the door after hours, Halloween edition, tonight from 6 to 9.
And the Reading Rotary Haunted House is now open at the Turtle Bay Monolith. Tickets are $12 online or $15 at the gate. Going down there and have local high school and college students working together to scare the living daylights out of you. Yes, that's exactly what I want. I want to spend $24 to go down and be scared. So, it's recommended for those 8 and older. So it's open tonight and tomorrow night from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and next Thursday through Saturday. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, we apologize that our breaks seem to be getting a little bit longer, but it's that time of the year. A lot of election ads coming through, so I'm sure. Just get yourself a little cup of coffee, sit down, and we'll be right back.
Call me crazy, call me insane, but you're stuck in the past, and I'm ahead of the game.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latak, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latak is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latak for City Council.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman. Conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
You know what? Talk about when you think about brilliant. Forget about it. That's just, you know, like if you're at the rodeo or you're at a big stadium or you're in with, let's say there's 500,000 people somewhere and you play that song, everybody's going to know it. You're going to know it. I love that. So
okay.
We don't even know who the singer is. We have no idea who the singer is. We just know that it was a theme song for
I did it.
For
it
Ghostbusters.
It
so
me. It's a little known. Okay, it looks like we have. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We should do a couple reads here, besides everything that's going on.
Oh
in
my
the
God!
Community, by Cornerstone Community Bank, it is a local community bank. Local board of directors. It's a small bank that's won national awards for being just a great bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Cornerstone Community Bank. You need to go down and visit one of the banks. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. They'll tell you what's going on, and you're going to be happy doing business there. We are. A Reading man is being accused of voter fraud.
Uh-oh.
Right here in little Reading. Because of a post that's been circulating online. It seems like this individual put out a post on Reddit and says, I'm a property manager. I got 4 mail-in voting forms. People who didn't send in a change of address, I guess. I voted all 4 of them. No, 4 plus me and wifey. I voted for her, too. I follow the Chicago rule for voting. Vote early, vote often. Well, since they put it on there, you know, the knives came out, and they identified him here in Reading. And registrar of voters has handed it off to the DA. And he said he was notified about the incident, turned it over to the DA's office. We took what he was saying seriously, and we referred that information to him. According to the this is punishable up to 3 years in prison. And now, 4 votes is 3 years in prison. Is that for each one? As opposed to, say, 1 million votes where nothing happens. Okay. And then the guy says, no, I didn't do it. It was simply a dumb decision to troll online to cause discourse.
Oh. Why?
Well, people put things on.
Okay, now listen.
Imagine that. People lying on Facebook and Reddit and, all these other things saying, I did that just so they can get people crazy.
Okay,
out there.
So that then brings us to,
but
and this goes, well, let's go to our listening audience and talk to them for a minute. We have a chat pack, and I've actually, at this point, I'm just so disgusted. I want, we used to have a joyful chat pack and a really great informational where people would ask questions, and we had a chat pack breakfast, and we had a friendly conversation. And then, all of a sudden, we got some really bad trolls that came in, and a lot of times our producers are spending what they have to do to delete. And that's where we've come. And what we tried to do for our, so if somebody didn't want to call in and they had a question for a guest, they could ask it online.
Yeah.
And it's just become, stupidly negative.
Well, one person.
Think it's one person.
Well,
but
it is one person. And,
could be a circle of people.
And so, if it's too much in the end, it's all he does is he trolls it. We just turn off
exchange?
We turn off the chat for the rest of the show or whatever. But other people put great comments in here, things that we were talking about on the station. They put really cool comments in here, and you're right, they do ask questions. So we're not quitting chat. And I wish there was a way, and I know, and this sounds pretty draconian, but I just wish there was a way you type something in your computer, it goes back to the lines to that person, it blows up its computer, just blows it up. And I'm not talking a little minor explosion or crack of the screen. I'm talking shards of glass.
We need to talk to Musk. Is there any way, Musk?
Hey, Musk.
Hey, Musk, can you
turn your people on
if
there?
If somebody's going to say something nasty and there's a certain
tone. Is there a way we can find out who it is? That's even better.
Goes,
I don't
want
to blow up the computer.
No, then the computer, smokes. And, yeah.
Well, it can do that, but also it would identify the person, because they're all cowards that do this. They're cowards, and they're sneaky little slime that do this kind of stuff, because they'll never put their name on it.
It's Halloween, and I want to talk about
it. You know what
this.
We just did? We just lit him up. So
All right.
Stand by, Christina.
How do
you know
it's a guy?
Coming in.
It could be a, I
just
think it's a network.
Right.
Anyway, so.
It could be an AI.
Okay, this is something that I think is really interesting, and it's true, and it happened in another country in Poland. A funeral home in Poland issued an unusual apology on Saturday after a corpse that it was transporting fell out of the hearse into traffic.
No, it's just tacky.
Polish media reported that a man was driving down the street Friday in a city in southeastern Poland when he first saw a sheet on his car window. When the sheet slid down, he saw a body lying on the road. For a moment, the driver feared that he hit the person. Local media published an image of the corpse laying on a white striped pedestrian crossing where it tumbled out of the hearse.
Well, you know, at least it was in a pedestrian crossing. I mean, you got to look at the high points here. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the place to buy your jewelry. Christmas is coming. Four Winds Jewelry has been in the business over 30 years. They're going to have start a big sale. I hate to say this, but it's going to be in December. And you will not be sorry you went there. It's been voted best in the North State for 2023 and 2024, and they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairman, stone cutter. And if you've ever wanted to design a piece of jewelry, you know, something that nobody else has, they're going to help you with it, and then they'll build it for you. And this is Four Winds Jewelry, just a quality place and great people, locally owned, locally operated. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. When we come back, we have to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Rocky Horror Show, whatever it's called.
Yes.
Because, my friends, this is, you may have seen it on Broadway, you've probably seen it, you know, the movie. But we've got our own group of crazy people here.
And Axiom
way out there.
And we're going to take a break.
We're going to talk about
that.
But
we'll come back. One more thing I want to say. Would you carry me on your back in a competition? We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Well,
never mind. I'm going to hit you up with that question.
Oh, okay. That gives me 4 minutes to think about it. We'll be right back.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, Cuckoo Moth. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the street.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock.
She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for supervisor, District 3, because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Redding is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Redding. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Redding a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Redding stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Redding. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 25th of October, 7:52 in the morning, and guess what?
Do you know how to do that dance?
Which one?
The Thriller dance.
No.
That's how they ended the show last night.
I know. Last night, we went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Rocky Horror Show over at the Axiom. And
Axiom Theater.
They put this on every year, and we went last year. We were a little more engaged last year because we got a bag of the stuff.
We were a little late this year.
Yeah, where you start, where you can participate in the show. Now, let me tell you, this is an incredible cast of crazy people, and this is not a family-friendly play or musical. It is just not. It is just not. Do not take your kids to it. I wouldn't even know if I would take my daughter to it. And she's over 40.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would, because she'd laugh and laugh and laugh. But it's not, notwithstanding that, it's, if you've not seen it, it's an eclectic group of
and
people.
And thank you, Nancy Hill.
Thanks, Nancy Hill, for getting us in. The show is out there, first of all. And
when you mean out there, you mean like when you say that person's out there.
No, well, it's raunchy humor, and it's going to appeal, and it's funny, and they're dancing and they're singing and all this kind of stuff. Costumes.
Many sexual innuendos.
Oh my gosh. My goodness, yes. Well, there was a mix-up in the seats. They had told us to go to this one spot, and so we went up there and sat there, and then some people came up, so we bought these seats, and it was causing consternation with the people who sat us there, and we said, we got no problem. I mean, yeah, they bought the seats. So they moved us to the two other seats that were just outstanding seats.
Not a bad seat in the house,
There isn't a bad seat in the
where
house.
We sat up in the balcony originally that was ended was up being... Yeah, that
then
was
we
great.
Then we came down to this other section that was just super. However, we have a close friend that was there with one of her friends. Her friend thought that I had been offended, or that we had been offended, and they saw us, you know, walking by, thought we were leaving. Well, it hadn't even started yet, I don't think.
Well, my point that I said, I wanted you to bring that up because I think it's so funny that some people will put us in a box, thinking that, all the shows on the weekend are shows on the weekend that are not our voices, and that is exactly why we say the voices and opinions of those do not reflect the owners of the station.
There isn't one show out there. We think we have some really entertaining shows, and they range from the left to the right, cooking shows, everything in between. And we offer this time on our station for people to have shows. And I've been approached by a couple other people. Hey, you know, I'd like to have a show. We're running out of time slots to be able to put people in. I mean, Sunday is just full. I'm trying to keep Saturdays open. I will open Saturdays though. If we get enough people that want to have a show, and we can do it on Saturdays. Right. I try to give the producers at least one day off a week.
Right.
As we cycle them through.
But in our mission statement, when we first started the station, we wanted it not just because the two of us were going to do the morning show, and then we picked out some of the, you know, the Dave Ramsey and the things along the line through the years that have been able to change Larry Elder's back, et cetera. But what we wanted to do was be able to offer for the community, if somebody wanted to, you know, purchase an hour and create a show where they could have a voice. And that was part of our mission statement. So anyway, the point is that I'm trying to make is that last night, here we are, and that some people would think that we would just get up and leave because we were offended. Or we didn't like the subject matter. I mean, it's Rocky Horror. I mean, everybody's dressed in fishnets and high heels, including the men. It's raunchy humor, but it's funny. And it's out there.
And that's the audience. We saw costumes in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
If you wore them any place in town, you would probably be stopped by the police.
Yes.
However, it's funny. You have to take it what it is. Last Saturday we were at the symphony.
Yes.
And, we're at the symphony. Well, did people think that we were there? And if I went downstairs to get a Pepsi or something he's offended by the symphony. No. But the bottom line on this is that, it show is not for everybody. And there's a couple of times you go, oh boy, they pushed it on that one.
Yeah.
And there's profanity in it. It just is. But it is funny for adults. If you would like to go to it, I would encourage you if you've never seen it before. Now, bring a piece of paper like a newspaper. Because there, at some point when it's raining, the rain comes from everywhere.
Yeah. And they sell those little bags so that you can have...
You can participate.
Yeah, and there's people who are just diehards. They know every bit of the dialogue, everything that goes on, and there's a lot of feedback from the crowd. So we just really enjoyed it.
Just give you an example.
Okay, now I got to go here.
Well, I'll give you an example. It was Thursday night, and it was sold out. Totally sold out.
It was wonderful.
Okay. Good job,
right.
Nancy Hill.
So do you think, the whole team, I mean, you know, the whole team of the staff and the people who have supported, like, I know that we're going to support Axiom. Not only are we going to do on air, but monetarily we're going to support them because I really think what they do is such a great art form. And we like to try to do that with all of our theater here in Reading as well. Okay, now would you do this in Maine? An annual event involving dirt, beer, and cash once again drew dozens of eager competitors to a ski resort, again in Maine on Saturday. More than 30 couples competed in the North American Wife Carrying Championships a 278-yard race during which contestants splash through water, leap over logs, and trudge through mud, all while carrying their partner like a sack of potatoes.
Now, you asked me if I would do that, and I said I would, but you would have to. I would have to lock you in a closet and feed you a potato once a week till you got down to like 100 pounds. You couldn't walk, and that's the way I would do it. But even then, I'm not sure.
All right, so the sport's origin started isn't exactly politically correct. It's based on the 19th century Finnish legend involving a man known as Ronkane the Robber, whose gang was known to pillage villagers and carry away the women, according to one of the explanations included in the website wifecarrying.org.
Okay, we got to take a break for the news. When we come back, we have Tyler Ferris
yes.
with us, the creator of Acid Canal, and I can't wait to talk to him. And it's internationally acclaimed. But we'll be right back after the news.
KTNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With 11 days to go in the race for the White House, the two presidential candidates still have packed schedules, of course. Vice President Harris rallied thousands in Georgia last night with the help of Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. In Las Vegas, former President Trump spoke at a mega rally hosted by conservative group Turning Point Action. Even though polls show a neck-and-neck race in the critical swing states, Trump claimed he's ahead by big margins.
We're leading by a lot in Nevada. We're leading by a lot in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Harris will team up with Beyonce today for a rally in solidly Republican Texas. The focus of her Houston rally tonight will be on the state's abortion ban, a topic she addressed last night in suburban Atlanta.
Women have died because of these bans, including a young mother of a six-year-old son right here in Georgia.
Trump will also be in Texas today. He will be interviewed by the popular podcaster Joe Rogan and will hold a press conference focused on immigration issues. The L.A. County District Attorney recommends that the life without parole sentences for Eric and Lyle Menendez be thrown out and that the brothers be resentenced and immediately eligible for parole. The brothers were convicted in the 1989 killings of their parents. The owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit that was brought by the Department of Justice. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. The price tag of that could be about $2 billion. The NASDAQ ahead by 248. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
After an extended mission in space, four astronauts have returned home.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly eight-month space mission on the International Space Station.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down until the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel. The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Archer. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden makes his first visit to Indian country today with a stop at a reservation in Arizona. The president intends to formally apologize to Native Americans for the U.S. government's role in the abuse and neglect of Native American children sent to federal boarding schools. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Italian police have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers after tracking him down to Colombia.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar, perhaps Colombia's most notorious gang leader, who came from the city of Medellin. And it was in Medellin that Belvedere was finally caught and arrested on Thursday night.
That's the BBC's Paul Moss reporting. New orders for key U.S. manufactured capital goods increased more than expected in September, but the Commerce Department says business spending on equipment likely slowed in the third quarter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl. No Pilates bot and Linda Pilates bot.
We had just the nicest thing happen. We're just going to go a little off. Okay,
Wait a minute.
We had a wonderful.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Today is the 25th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning of the Starship Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Yes, of the Bot Galaxy. And Linda's here with the weather and other pithy comments.
Well, yes, because Kimberly Johnson just came by this morning I'll go into the weather in a minute. She came by and brought us a couple wonderful sweatshirts because we know that Children's Legacy and One Safe Place just came out with a brand new
logo
and name, and they announced it Dancing with the Stars on Saturday. We weren't here. We had to go down to Sacramento, so we were not here for that wonderful event, but it's called Arch Collaborative, and there's a beautiful logo. So anyway, that is the new deal.
It's a combination of One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. Kimberly will be on our show next Wednesday, by the way, at 8 o'clock.
So, great.
And come in because we'll address all this next Wednesday.
Change is different. Yeah. Change is weird. And we're used to, you're used to something and it's been a certain way for a really long time in the building and all that. It's just good. It's good. So, positive energy in that direction. Arch Collaborative. Today, partly sunny, then gradually, temperatures are going to be around 77 today. Clear skies tonight with 51. Looks like over the weekend, because I'm not going to be reading you that forecast, tomorrow is going to be sunny with about 78. And then we will be having chance of showers on Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday, and Monday night. So be, ready to maybe think about, bringing your, throws and your pads in. But I'll tell you what, when the showers happen, I'm putting my plants outside because they love nothing more than to drink the rainwater. All right, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. They have been the sponsors of our weather since day one, the Kinney family. And we love Chuck Kinney and their whole three generations of family bringing you Shasta Gas, all the things that you could need with your propane. And be thinking about that. We talk about that with Jeff with Crackmaster, too, as our seasons change. It's been weird with these weather. Here it is the 25th of October, and we're still warm out. But all of a sudden, if it plummets, you want to be ready with your propane. And if that's how you heat your house and do some other things, get ready with that. 365-3793, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they do give senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, our guest today is Tyler Ferris.
And,
good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
You know, just living a quiet life until he made a documentary that made worldwide, made Redding and Shasta County famous worldwide because of the Asset Canal.
Well,
good morning.
That. Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Well, it's true. Now, we always have to learn about our guest.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I am a third generation born here and raised in Redding.
Third generation?
Third generation, yeah. My grandfather was lived in Millville. So right outside.
So they can't call you a carpetbagger because you've only lived here for 40 years.
Yeah, they call me an Okie. Well, my grandfather, you know.
Yeah.
So did he come, he came from Millville. Where did he come from in order to get to Millville?
Their family was from Oklahoma.
Okay.
So they probably came during the big Dust Bowl during that time when everything blew away.
To create a new
life. So many people came out to California to create a new life.
Yeah.
And work really hard to develop what was his job?
He's a plumber.
Okay.
Yeah. Started as a plumber when he was 18 and went on Enterprise Plumbing was his company. So he operated that, Fred McCullough, for, a very long time. So it was cool.
Yeah.
Cool to see him build a business and start from nothing. So.
Oh, yeah. Some of us know about that. Well, you know about that, too.
Yeah.
So, and then keep going.
So went to school, graduated from Shasta and went down to film school, spent a few years down there, and quickly realized that Los Angeles was not my favorite place. It was not, didn't resonate with me.
So when you went to the Art Institute?
I went to Art Institute of Santa Monica.
Yeah.
So went down there and then ended up touring with a couple bands around the U.S. and traveling around the world and then settling back down here.
Were you playing an instrument?
Yeah, guitar and piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So there you go. That's nice to know too about you.
Are these like bands that we would, was this like you played like guitar in the background for Journey or something?
There were small indie bands, but it was just such a great time, great experience. I got to see 43 states within, the course of a few months.
Well, you must have done very well to be on tour like that.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Good. So you played guitar and piano.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Since
original music, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Original music. I started playing guitar in junior high and just loved it. That was my second love. My first love, basketball. But then I got into the music and quickly changed my life and focused more on the arts.
So, okay. You're basketball and then into the music. When did you make the shift into film?
Yeah, so my dad always had cameras around. He had a giant JVC, big VHS camera.
The kind that took dad to carry around because nobody else could.
Yep. Right. And so I have a younger sister who's 2 years younger, and I would use her as my main actress, and we would film short videos, and I'd do claymation videos. And so I'd always had a love for it. Was a video intern through junior high and high school. So I knew it was something that I wanted to do, and I saw an opportunity to make that an actual business. Traveling around doing music, it was like, okay, I'm not going to make a living off this. This is not something I can do. And I saw an opportunity with video. I said, hey, I can do this as a business and actually be able to be in the arts. So
it was like a videographer?
Yeah.
I mean, so did you do video, like weddings? I mean, how did you start?
Yeah, so in 2008, I started shooting weddings. And that was kind of the turn at the digital, video being more available. Mm-hmm. So I did wedding videos for about 8 years. I'm shooting about 27 weddings a year.
Jeez.
So it was crazy.
Good money, though.
Great money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a house and I, did everything I wanted
to. Isn't it interesting, because we had some older family member at our wedding that – every photo, he's in it somehow with a bad toupee. And but people that put these things together,
it's really
this is a memory.
Yeah.
Hopefully you do it once and all that, but you don't think about it. Can be it can make a living. You can buy a house from this kind.
So 27,
but you've got to be
really good.
Yeah,
27 weddings a year. So that's huge.
Yes.
And it's big work.
Yes, and a lot of them in the Bay Area. So that was a lot of, but I was young, driving there and back in one day and working for 10 hours was just part of the deal.
So did you have, like, you'd work with the bride, or the, would yep. it be like the wedding planner or something, saying, okay, what would you like to have, emphasis and all this, so that you had an idea then?
Yeah, I'd make sure that I connected with, you know, the bride, the wedding planner, the photographer specifically, because I'd be working, collaborating with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a style that I kind of developed, and it was kind of on the rise with this new style of editing and, you know, integrating the vows and different things like that. So I kind of just created this format that people saw and enjoyed and said, hey, I want that style of video. So
that's great.
It was really great for me. It was a lot of learning. You have to be on your toes.
Yeah, thinking on your feet.
It's really yeah. kind of stressful because you want to make sure that you don't miss anything.
It's a one time. Oh, yeah. yeah. Well, where's Uncle John?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we're here. This is just an amazing interview this morning. We're here with Tyler Ferris. You heard of the Asset Canal. It is on everybody's lips. But we're getting a little bit of a background on the filmmaker and him growing up in the area and you know, like where the heart of a kid goes into now a film that is, winning all kinds of awards and what a great documentary as well.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. G. Maxwell began her business in 1993 and has been helping people, families, seniors, business owners, veterans, ever since the day she opens. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. With all the things going on in the world today, including elections coming up close, Do you have the right mix in your retirement plans, in your 401s? Why not get a free review and evaluation from Jeannie Maxwell's experts? That'll take a look at it. And if everything looks good and all that, then you'll have that peace of mind. But what if there's some things that have changed over the last few years that you didn't know about, but they do because this is what they do? Give them a call at 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Tyler Ferris.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town tradition, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Step right up and get ready for the free show.
Wind River Resort and Casino is sure to be a wonder of amazement on Saturday, October 26th.
Prepare to be thrilled by performances from Mims and Young Jock.
Dress up in your favorite costume and compete for mystifying prizes.
Tickets for this freak show start at just $45 plus fee.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
See you there if you dare.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
We all know that Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurston, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been with us since day one when we opened the station going on 15 years ago. And I can't say enough about his business, windshield repair. This man is a master of repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Fixed an 8-inch crack in my windshield 16 years ago and you still can't see it. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle down in car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street. Let Jeff look at it for a, give you a free inspection and analysis, and he'll tell you. If he can fix it, he'll fix it, and he guarantees it. It doesn't get any better than that. Don't take chances with your safety. A little chip can go into a huge crack across your windshield, and you don't want that. Okay, you can call him at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. We're here with Tyler Ferris, who has put Reading and Shasta County on the map with the Acid Canal documentary. We're going to be getting to that in a little bit. We're learning more about Tyler. He started out, he's third-generation Reading person. His family moved from Oklahoma, as hundreds of thousands of people did back in the 30s. Was a musician and then moved into the film media. Made a good living as a wedding videographer. Yep. And, you know, which was, you know, I didn't think about it before, but yeah, I can understand that because, you know, weddings are important and you got to get it right the first time. What was the step then to go from that into a more, I don't know, I can't say more serious, but in a different direction?
Because the documentary, I would think, is such a serious, especially with the Asa Canal, that what you had to study and the information to put together to do the documentary. Now,
how'd you get jump from weddings to the Asa Canal? Because there had to be some steps in there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I kind of feel like this is phase three of my career. I went from weddings to corporate kind of commercial work, working with a lot of medical systems, doing a lot of kind of mini documentaries, that kind of gave me a lot of practice in different forms. So spending a lot more time on lighting, because, of course, weddings, you're just running and you call it run and gun. That's what you're doing. So it was about 8 years of weddings and then about 5 or 6 years of corporate work.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first, so 2022 is my first feature documentary.
Wow.
So this was my first time that I've been able to spend, it's been now 2.5 years, working on one project, promoting it, selling it, getting it to distribution, creating it, everything that goes into the project. So this, I really do feel like this is my third phase and trying to get into, you know, now I'm on doing fundraising, like a whole new thing I've never done before, trying to get funds to produce another project.
Now, how did you, the Asa Canal, obviously it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To us.
Yeah.
To a small, I mean, relatively small group of people,
mm-hmm.
this impact it had. What kind of turned you on to this?
So I heard about, I had a friend that was like, hey, have you heard what's going on with the ACID? And I was like, well, I don't even know what the ACID is. So I had to figure that out first. And then
a lot of people that live around here don't know
what
it is. Oh, I
know. Yeah. Yeah. Being here my whole life, like it was just kind of, oh, that's what that canal is. And so once I started researching a little bit, I was like, oh, this is really fascinating. And I knew there was a board meeting that was happening that week. So I went to the board meeting and saw everybody, all the water users, very upset, very frustrated, very confused. And I quickly realized once I left that meeting and there was the Peter fire, and I was like, okay, there's too many coincidences, there's too many things happening, and there's too many questions. So that's when that next meeting, we brought out the cameras, and we were starting to record and interview people off camera, on camera, trying to understand what was going on as the community was also in that same pursuit of trying to understand.
Oh, it was when you saw that the water, when you found out there wasn't going to be water in the canal in the first time over 100 years.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. I mean, there was, again, a small area of this country. I mean, really a small area of California.
Yeah.
And what was happening here. So that kind of gave you the impetus then to, maybe we need to tell a story.
Well, if you look up Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District delivering agricultural water, agricultural water since 1917, and then under senior pre-1914 appropriative water rights in the Sacramento River, ACID is entitled to 125,000 acre feet of water per year between April and October 31st. So that was cut off.
Yes. Yes, it was. Well, there was a lot of factors that go into it, and that's where we started to figure out, okay, there's a lot of questions, but I don't know anything about water management in California. So that's where I started researching. We interviewed the Bureau of Reclamation, the federal government that manages the water, the California State Water Board, CDFW, so many different entities that are involved, and we just realized how confusing it is, how much money is involved. There's so many different layers to how this water allocation gets decided, who is first. There's so much to it.
Yeah, you've got water rights from 1898, and somebody's got them from 1911. Who gets it first?
And then what do you do when there's a drought? What do you do when you have an Endangered Species Act where you're trying to protect a specific species of salmon? There's so many different factors, and that's where we had to spend a lot of time researching and trying to understand it. We captured footage for about 8 months that we continued to capture longer, but that was when all the flooding was happening. a long hazy ID that next year.
Yeah, so. The next year.
Yeah.
So how long you say so you were filming it for 8 months?
Yeah.
And talked to hundreds of people.
Yeah, we talked to a lot of people, and traveling down to Sacramento, you know, talking to some of these government officials, and then, you know, after that we were in post-production for about 6-7 months.
Okay.
And then since then, I've been in festivals since October of 2023.
Yeah, so. we're gonna get to those here because, now, were you getting any pushback when you were doing it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of opinions, we had to wade through some information that we just had to find the facts. And that's, a lot of people have said this film is very factually correct. There's a lot of good information and different perspectives on, how it affected individuals in that area.
So was this, in your opinion, was the fact that the state just kind of, being the imperial power it is, just cut off the water?
No, it really came down to the Endangered Species Act and the Emergency Drought Proclamation. Those were the big, big factors. But we did wonder why the 18% allocation in the 2022 water season was sold. That was one of the biggest questions that we had.
And now, that was 18% of 100%.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, I understood, and we got to take a break here in a minute, understood is that if we took that 18%, it wouldn't even reach down because the canal comes through town here. It wouldn't even make it down to Crown Motors.
Yeah.
Did that have anything to do with it?
Oh,
your
opinion. I think that's why I can't speak for them, but I think that's why they made the decision to sell the water.
Okay.
You know, whether that's the right choice or not, you know, I don't know. There wasn't really a study done to prove that, but that was the decision, and ultimately sold it for about $7.5 million for that 18%.
Okay. We're here with Tyler Ferris from Ferris Wheel Productions. Did a documentary that has gotten worldwide attention and called The Acid Canal. And like you, I've heard of Acid Canal, but I didn't know what acid stood for. And I said, it can't be acid. And then, you know, Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District. And 8 months of filming, another 6 months of editing and putting it in there, trying to get the story about how this happens after, you know, having water in that canal for well over 100 years. So we're going to be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by a barbershop, the Cypress Square Barbershop, the one I've been going to for 17 years. And I was just there yesterday. It's locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. It was established in 1960. It's been in the same spot as I was told yesterday, not 1966, but 1967. It's been there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember long enough. And Tyler, you've been here long enough to know those. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's not a salon. It's not a salon. It's a barber shop. Never had a bad haircut there. It's a fun place to go to. You know, Ted Lighty and I meet down there to get our haircut so we can chit chat and catch up. But like I said, there isn't a better place around to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Tyler Ferris and Ferris Wheel Productions.
Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly.
This is Ted Lighty, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our Police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey, just an electrician, finishing up a late-night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Reading until full-time Councilman Mark Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our ninth fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Reading Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilmen can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Mazzano to the Reading City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Mazzano."
Paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comente, and I serve with Mary Rickert on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickert has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickert November 5th. A common sense conservative.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father of four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Spice, baby. Pumpkin time.
Yeah, welcome back to the pumpkin time. So get up. You'll make me ask you twice. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. And they had that teaching, they had that residency program that's brought in doctors from all over the United States. It's a 3-year program, 22 doctors. They work in the hospital, they work at local clinics. And one of the things that they do is wanting to introduce people to the North State. And as our guest is Tyler Ferris, you know, he's been here for 3 generations. This is a beautiful place to live and work. So letting people see this over a period of 3 years, hoping that doctors would want to stay. And the first two that are graduating, we were on the show a couple weeks ago, they both are staying here in Reading. So that's already a win-win. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Tyler Ferris of Ferris Wheel Productions and the Acid Canal Documentary is our guest today. You took 8 months to film it, 6 months to edit it on the Acid Canal. Then what happens after that? This is something that obviously your passion is there, but what happened after you got it all put together?
So since this is my first feature, I was learning a lot about, you know, how these film festivals work. We knew we wanted to go the festival route. That's where you get exposure from large distributors or sales agents or different things like that. So we submitted to about 130 festivals once the film was done, and we ended up getting into about 25 festivals, which is a really good percent, and winning at a majority of those.
Winning
awards.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like winning. Okay.
Yeah. So that's been really neat. And then finding out how the whole process works. It's a whole, there's so many different jobs in this industry, and it makes sense why that is. With doing a low budget or no budget documentary, you know, I ended up having to do all of those jobs myself, but I do feel like I learned a lot to move forward to produce more projects like this.
Okay. So when did you know you had something that was
special?
A tiger by the tail.
I know. We felt it was really special.
And
so that was the
like
question.
Like our children.
You make this piece of art and then you throw it out to the world and just hope that other people see what you see. And that really was what it was. We felt like it was good. And I think the film festivals and going and showing around to other places all over the U.S. is very validating, because people are like, well, yeah, this isn't our community, but we understand this, and we have our own water issues here. You know, I was just in Dallas a while back, and we have our own water concerns, or Phoenix, or I was in Richmond, Virginia about a month ago. So it's been really neat to see, like, that impact, and it is a global conversation, not just here.
Well, I think if you look at the synopsis and we see that this is real life about somebody who is a rancher and was affected by this and went in to realize that there's backroom politics, how often do we see this in any town, any place, anywhere? There's the good old boys or the family that have been there for years that kind of run the way things are, and how we got a movement behind him. And so it's kind of like the fact that he actually could break through the wall, get in there. So it's kind of an underdog story in a certain sense. And people like that, to see maybe a somewhat of a happy outcome. During the process, though, was not.
Yeah, no, and we didn't really know what was going on until we started to see some of those previous board members just stop coming to meetings or resign on, you know, the day before, or, you know, not running for reelection. I think it was a interesting situation where I don't think you would see that much change in that short amount of time. It was pretty drastic over the course of that 8 months.
You know, So then when you went to, when you brought it out to these international film festivals, boom, you win.
Yeah.
I mean, you win. Do you get up on the stage? Or did it, what, send you something?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
These are, I mean, they're not like in, they're not down the road in Sacramento. These are in, you know, other countries.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. So you're, I mean, you're kind of sending out these blind, you pay for submissions, you submit to these film festivals, and then you have to wait months and months and months and just
months.
Try to see if you got in or if you didn't get in. And sometimes it's as simple as an email that says, congratulations. Here's a laurel, which is what they call the little leaves, and that's all you get. And then sometimes they're like, hey, we're going to fly you out. We're going to house you. We're going to you know, show your film on a big screen and do a Q&A and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Well, when we watch certain foreign films or we watch a documentary and it shows Toronto with, the, like you said, the leaves or, you
the
know,
laurels,
Quebec or whatever it is, I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, well, they've seen... Obviously,
the
committees have seen something in there where you've been selected. I like instead of winning, you've been selected. You've been acknowledged. You've been your work has been redeemed.
Okay, so what has been the result of Acid Canal, would you say?
I think the big thing is promoting some voices of Reading. I think the film industry here is small. It's gone through a lot of shifts where people leave town because they don't have enough jobs. I think it's brought some more activity here, which is really exciting. And I think it also, for the people of that water district, it kind of, it's a piece of history now. It's something that they can look at and say, this is, we don't want to go backwards, we want to go forwards. And I think the biggest thing for me coming down to this point now, one of our main characters that we follow, Bill Gregory, we got to spend a lot of time with him. He had years and years and years of experience working with the ACID and irrigating on his property in Churn Creek Bottom. And sadly, he passed away in August. And it was really neat to think back on he got to see the film. And this was like a part of so much passion for him. And we got to tell that story, at least a small amount of his story. So that was really neat for me.
And he will live forever.
And through that.
Through that.
And his advocacy.
Absolutely.
So, it's neat.
We're here with Tyler Ferris. Ferris Wheel Productions did the Acid Canal documentary, an award-winning documentary throughout the world. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the future. You know, what's going on now, what you're looking at. Of course, the Sundial Film Festival is coming up, but more of a personal thing on maybe another documentary or documentaries you're working on. We'll be right back.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor of District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and owned 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priority are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, my God. There's so much going on the 25th here of October. Looks like our weather today is going to be around 77 degrees, overnight lows of 51. If you're just stepping outside, it looks a little overcast, but we will have a chance of showers on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with Monday just being around 66 degrees. But anyway, beautiful. Make it a gorgeous weekend. We have our last segment here with Tyler Ferris, and want to remind you again of a couple things happening tonight. Will be the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, A Frightful Night at the Museum. Enjoy food, drinks, and exclusive access to Turtle Bay exhibits. I'm sure that there's tickets for sale. That is tonight from 6 to 9.
There you go. We're here with Tyler Ferris of Ferris Wheel Productions, the creator of Acid Canal, an internationally renowned documentary based on our Acid Canal water problem we had back in 2022. So what else is going on with Tyler and Ferris Wheel?
So right now, working on a lot of fundraising. That's the big next step, trying to get more awareness around the projects I'm working on. And one of the feature documentaries I'm trying to produce right now is called Threads of Connection, and it's all about human connection. It's all about this kind of innate, this supernatural element that connects us, the unexplainable, and we're going to explore that through scientific, religious, and social perspectives. So
okay.
Why does, you know, how do you explain that random call that you got from the person you were just thinking of?
Yeah. Or not going into a place and finding out that that was a good idea not
exactly.
to go there. Or you're thinking of somebody and you call them and they're going through hell
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I feel like once you start opening your mind up to that and accepting that we are all connected, you start seeing things in different ways. And, I really would like to make a documentary around this subject. But then also I'm hoping that by the end of this film that people can all have a little bit more connectivity and say, yeah, I may not like them or may not agree with them, but it is true that there is something there.
Right.
We are connected. And if we could just kind of like remember that.
We're connected. We share the planet. We share the air. We share we share all of this together as a species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was one of our, kind of scientific end individuals. I just got to talk with him. He's in Scotland and he did a big document kind of, study about social connection, and he put together all this data to essentially say that social connection and mortality are directly related. The less you are connected, the shorter your lifespan will be.
Well, I've read that. I've seen other things that have said that. You know, if you tend to be isolated, guys that are married will live longer than guys that aren't married. Or maybe it just seems longer because you're married. No, I'm just kidding.
It's okay.
So when you fundraise, is this like a GoFundMe or is it, you reach out to different organizations that do fund these?
It's different for every project. We're looking for high dollar, amounts. I mean, this last project we did was very, very low income. So we know that this project will take us a couple years. We'll be selling it after that. So we're looking for big funders. We're looking for, people that want to fund these type of projects. For us, even though, a lot of these documentaries, $1 million is still a low budget film. So we're looking for about half that.
Okay.
So that's where we're at is we've got grants that we're writing that we've already sent out and doing everything we can.
I'm smiling here because Tyler and Buford have got something going on here. Buford's over there. Tyler's rubbing his head. I love it. Sundial Film Festival is coming up, and you are the man. You are Watash. And this is going to be different this year.
Yes. The Sundial Film Festival, we're super excited to kind of bring in some new vision, and that's going to be going on the Cascade Theater March 22nd of this year. Some fun industry celebrities are going to be here. It's just going to be a really, really great show. So I'm excited.
Looking forward to it.
I can see your eyes lit up over this. Love to see the passion.
Tyler, we only got a couple minutes left here, but do you see Redding and Shasta County maybe starting to expand as we heard the other night in the 10 years of our film commissioner on there? Do you think it's expanding out here?
I do. I think it's going to take all of us coming together, all of the people interested in film, not only filmmakers themselves, but other people that want to support the arts and want to bring in different perspectives and different visions of things. Because I want to see the film industry grow here, of course, not just for myself, but for the future generation, to be able to create in a beautiful environment like this with so many different dynamic locations. I mean, it's a perfect place to create films here.
You know, the we had a friend that was movie director, producer, and another producer that came up here and did a film that we've all heard of, several films we've all heard of. But the hard part was getting all of the technical people up here, because they were having to pay them all overtime, and you know, a $50 million budget wasn't enough to do something like that. Would something like a studio with a trained group of people that's available, would that do a lot?
Absolutely. I think a studio here, being able to, a lot of people would relocate, I mean, to the area. You'd have a lot of new individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But the talent that we do have and we have been curating will be a part of that. So
sure.
But it'll create new jobs for the younger generation too. I know a lot of people wanting to get into it. There's just not as many opportunities here. You know, we're all kind of fighting for the same work.
Yeah. Okay. Tyler Ferris, Ferris Wheel Productions, Acid Canal, sure happy that you came by today.
Thanks for having me.
It won't be the last time. As we get closer to the Sundial, we'll be talking more and more about that. Launching pad for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do people get a hold of you?
You can find me anywhere on social media. Just search my name. Last name spelled F-A-I-R-E-S. Kind of weird. But that's where you can find me.
Okay.
Good to meet you, and thanks for coming on.
So many things happening this weekend down at the Monolith, down at the Sundial Bridge, the Saint Elizabeth's Harvest Bazaar, and so many other things. So have a great time this weekend, my friends. We'll be back Monday morning, and God bless America.
And I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.